I didn't mind when Hatsumomo looked at me with resentment and hatred because of the special treatment I now received, but when Pumpkin passed me in the oki with a worried look and kept her eyes averted from mine, even when we were face to face, it caused me terrible pain. I'd always had the feeling our friendship would have grown if only circumstances hadn't come between us. I didn't have that feeling any longer. With my Mizuage behind me, Dr. Crabbe disappeared from my life almost completely. I say almost because even though Mameha and I no longer went to the Shirei Tea House to entertain him, I did run into him occasionally at parties in Gion. The Baron, on the other hand, I never saw again. I didn't yet know about the role he'd played in driving up the price of my Mizuage, but as I look back, I can understand why Mameha may have wanted to keep us apart. Probably I would have felt every bit as uncomfortable around the Baron as Mameha would have felt having me there. In any case, I can't pretend I missed either of these men. But there was one man I was very eager to see again, and I'm sure I don't need to tell you I'm talking about the chairman. He hadn't played any role in Mameha's plan, so I didn't expect my relationship with him to change or come to an end just because my Mizuage was over. Still, I have to admit, I felt very relieved a few weeks afterward to learn that Iwamura Electric had called to request my company once again. When I arrived that evening, both the chairman and Nobu were present. In the past, I would certainly have gone to sit beside Nobu, but now that Mother had adopted me, I wasn't obliged to think of him as my savior any longer. As it happened, a space beside the chairman was vacant, and so, with a feeling of excitement, I went to take it. The chairman was very cordial when I poured him sake and thanked me by raising his cup in the air before drinking it. But all evening long, he never looked at me. Whereas Nobu, whenever I glanced in his direction, glared back at me as though I were the only person in the room he was aware of. I certainly knew what it was like to long for someone, so before the evening was over, I made a point of going to spend a bit of time with him. I was careful never to ignore him again after this. A month or so passed, and then, one evening during a party, I happened to mention to Nobu that Mameha had arranged for me to appear in a festival in Hiroshima. I wasn't sure he was listening when I told him, but the very next day when I returned to the Okia after my lessons, I found in my room a new wooden travel trunk he'd sent me as a gift. The trunk was much finer even than the one I'd borrowed from Auntie for the Baron's party in Hakone. I felt terribly ashamed of myself for having thought I could simply discard Nobu now that he was no longer central to any plans Mameha might have had. I wrote him a note of thanks and told him I looked forward to expressing my gratitude in person when I saw him the following week at a large party Iwamura Electric had planned some months in advance.